USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Freed momentarily from the Senate's impeachment trial, several presidential candidates hightailed into Iowa for last-minute campaigning before the state's caucuses kick off the battle for the Democratic nomination. Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii plan to hold town halls, rallies, and concerts across Iowa to keep their supporters motivated into the final stretch of the campaign. They'll join former Vice President Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, who does not have any Senate obligations and already spent much of the past week in Iowa. China's leader called the accelerating spread of a new coronavirus a very grave situation as cities from the outbreak's epicenter in central China to Hong Kong scrambled to contain an illness that has now infected more than 1,200 people and killed at least 41. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your credit score is about to change, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
It's because of updates to the popular FICO credit scoring criteria. The company says people who fall behind on loan payments, run up debt, or take out personal loans to consolidate will likely be the hardest hit. But the company that created FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, says most consumers will only see modest changes. A company statement saying that about 110 million borrowers will see only a modest change or no change at all. About 40 million will see a sharper rise. Another 40 million will see a more significant drop. I'm Chris Barnes.
John Carlin, known for his multiple roles on the long-running 60s and 70s show Dark Shadows and his portrayal of Harvey Lacey on the show Cagney and Lacey, has passed away. Carlin was a regular on police shows, guest starring on programs like Barnaby Jones, Hawaii Five-O, Mannix Police Story, and Hill Street Blues. The actor was 86. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
E-commerce now has an increasing amount of fake merchandise, and private companies in the United States must do more to address the problem, according to Trump administration officials. An action plan was released by the Department of Homeland Security, and it says the government will apply increased scrutiny of e-commerce, including the third-party sellers who sell their goods on major online sites, as well as shippers and operators of the warehouse where the merchandise is stored. It calls on e-commerce companies to strengthen protection for consumers by more thoroughly screening third-party sellers who use their sites. As tensions between Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren continue to rise, Bernie Sanders found himself with an unusual ally, President Donald Trump. During a campaign rally in which Trump critiqued some of his Democratic challengers, the president launched into an unprompted defense of Sanders. Warren had accused Sanders of telling her that a woman couldn't win in the White House, but Sanders insisted he would never say such a thing, and President Trump said, "I don't believe that Bernie said that. I really don't. It's not the kind of thing that he would say." Trump and his allies have issued a series of favorable comments about Bernie Sanders. They played up the Vermont senator's electoral strength and fundraising prowess. They've also suggested that if Sanders doesn't secure the nomination, it will only be because the party rigged the primary again, like they did in 2016 when Hillary Clinton won the nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.